Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is annoying to me every single year, but a lot of people love it. The Girl Scout cookies are here.
I love it.
Yay.
They're really crap.
No, they're not. You're crazy.
They're really gross.
They're amazing, and the money that you spend for them goes to a really good cause. So I love Girl Scout cookies.
I know you love them.
It's
the time
awesome.
Of year where you get assaulted outside the your favorite pot shop. Not that I smoke pot weed, but
those girls
are super smart when they set up the tables outside the weed places.
Well, yeah.
Because all the stoners come out and they're like, yeah, man.
You're learning about marketing, too. Like, you know.
Thin mints, man.
Supply and demand. They're getting
smoke
the, you
a
know.
Fatty, Katie. Smoke a fatty and have a thin mint, bro. It's like, God put this table here for me, man.
Those caramel delights are delightful.
Gooey, gooey, bro.
You're gooey.
Oh. I know. You have some thoughts on the Girl Scout cookies?
Katie? I do. I'm a big fan. Zoe was a Girl Scout. I was a Girl Scout. I loved it, being in the parades, all the crafts that we got to do, the field trips we got to take. It really teaches you a lot when you're younger. When Zoe was little, they went on camping trips. They got to go to Camp Red Cloud. Like, they do a lot of really fun things. And it teaches them a lot of important things about marketing and stuff as well, as we talked about with the money. They use that stuff to fun trips. They use it to give back to the community.
They do a lot.
That they raise with those cookies. And I think you're absolutely off base with them being gross. They are
delicious. No, they're gross.
Delicious.
And generally, it's most of the parents putting in the work.
Now, the Girl Scouts do a better job than those little elves. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. I will put the Thin Mint up against the Grasshopper all day long. Those
miss
keep your
with
elves
your
having going on.
No. I say
blind taste
Thin
test.
Mints. Thin Mints in the freezer. Are
okay,
the though, best I, way
grasshoppers
to go.
In the freezer.
No,
they're more minty.
They're not.
They're more
and
minty.
And I like a little more chocolate in my ratio. So you have your mint. I'm going to take chocolate.
The grasshoppers have a better crunch, too.
No, they don't.
More solid
You're
crunch.
You're crazy. It's crazy crunch.
You're crazy. I'm
going to. No.
I'm going to quit.
You guys are so heated
here,
over this.
I'm going to quit. This is my last day.
Wow.
I'm pissed.
This is it, okay?
I'm going to go take my grasshoppers and go home.
And I like that they're rolling out with all the new cookies. They have, a new one this year, and it's been 3 years since they rolled out a new delicious
Explore
tasty
more
treat.
Or something?
Yeah, it's a Rocky Road-inspired cookie, so looks pretty good. Yeah, looks delicious.
I would try that one.
And we're going to get them in Colorado. A lot of times the new ones don't come to us, but this one will be here. I think February 1st is when they all drop. So.
Here it is. The Explore Mores are a fresh take on the organization's sandwich cookie. It's inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. They feature flavors of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond-flavored cream.
Yummy.
Anything else about it? At the very bottom it says, these also suck.
No, it doesn't. I think, because again, think an Oreo. So that is the basic.
A better cookie.
No, but that's how these ones are. So they've got the cream filling. They've got the two cookies on the outside. So you can dip them in milk. You can take them apart and eat all the cream out of the middle.
They're overpriced.
No, the new cookie looks good. It might just be my new favorite.
They're overpriced. Oh, this is the time of year where I piss off all the
girls. You're
going to
piss. Yeah.
They're overpriced. They're not very good. And generally, it's all the parents putting in the work. Every year I get all butthurt and wound up, and I come on the air and talk about how multiple people at this office, they just come in and put the sheet of paper in our kitchen with the QR code that says, if you would like some cookies, scan the QR code and it'll go right to my daughter's account for her Girl Scout.
Well, but how do you know that so that little girl is not also set up somewhere? She's
I don't
just
care.
Covering all the bases. She's
I want
like,
her
Dad,
here.
You get your work
I want
stuff.
Her here.
Mom, but that's
don't
the
care.
When Zoe was a
Make
kid,
the rounds.
When Zoe was a kid, she had to go outside and do the Girl Scout stuff outside the store, but I also took that list to my job and did my part. Was like, "Hey, all
that's
the people
not your
I
part,
work
though.
With
it shouldn't be your
buy
job.
My cookies from my kiddo." But I was more than willing to do that.
But you shouldn't.
It's a team effort. Yes,
that's
you
not
should.
Teaching them anything.
My mom helped me. My mom brought my cookie sheet to the bar and got all the people at the bar to sign up for cookies. She did. So
and look where
saying.
You are. Look where you are now. Josh and I pick up 90% of the slack of
you
your work.
You are
so.
Such a liar. You big fat liar.
I'd be 95%. See what happens? I don't know if I want to take any of these
you
calls,
You better
Josh.
Take those
no,
phone calls.
It's just going to be angry moms.
Yes. We need to hear from them.
Why can't?
You
no, I don't think
are
I want to do that.
You thought you were sick, but you're misdiagnosed.
This is my soapbox this morning.
No.
Are these people mad?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk. I'm not going to talk to a bunch of mad people. Gonna,
you need to hear them
it's
out.
Good. It's good. It's
no,
good.
No, I don't want people get on here and yell at me.
Well, they're not.
Well, don't say silly things.
They'll be nice.
What is silly
be nice.
About saying that having a parent come and put a QR code on the kitchen counter at the office is wrong?
I know exactly who you're talking about. And it's also like when they
that
deliver
is wrong.
Them. Do you know I got a very nice message from that young lady when I did buy cookies that way about how appreciative she was that I decided to look at her cookie collection?
Was it like a stamp? It was like she's stamping
thank
you
cards? No, she sent
thank
me a
you,
message.
Thank
her
thank
and
you,
I know her mom,
you.
So it's like they definitely that family,
I don't know her mom.
It's a team effort. So they go and do
I'm
exactly
not
how I did with Zoe.
There was twice last year that we've got these pull-out drawers that have the trash cans in the kitchen. I pulled one out and I slid that sheet into the
did.
Trash and I go,
I
was like, this is not
you're
teaching that child
jerk.
Any sort of marketing, any sort of face-to-face communication.
They do. They are out there in the real world doing it as well. It's just the mom and dad.
You know what I've seen in the real world?
Them.
I've seen the real world where the table is set up in front of the grocery store and the girls are standing there terrified, and it's mostly the parents going, okay, now say something. Say
well,
hi.
Are they little
say
girls,
something.
Though? Because they're learning. You know, you go up to them and say, hey.
I'm not going up to them because I don't want their gross cookies.
They're babies.
You know what? I do, though.
You should.
I get right in their face and say no if they do approach me.
So bad. You know what? I'm going to buy extra cookies this year.
Do you
want
to talk
to
these
make
people?
Up for...
We got a couple minutes.
Let's say hi.
I'm hesitant. I don't want anybody mad.
Well, you should stop saying silly things.
Allison? Allison?
Hello.
Hi.
You already sound irritated.
No.
We're keeping it lighthearted, Allison. You can't yell at me. Don't you do it.
No. I was just going to say,
yes.
So I've been a troop leader for 4 years,
right.
And it really depends on the leaders. Our girls only do booth. Since they were in kindergarten, the parents don't do anything. I don't encourage them to put the flyers out, you know, and it teaches them. We've had girls who started in kindergarten in first grade who would not talk, and now they're in fourth and fifth grade, and just the confidence in speaking and being clear, not even just to strangers, but just to people.
Okay, so
really
I will
depends.
Say, I'm for this. I am not against this. Again, you said the parents are not involved. I am for the girls going out and doing this and being confident and, you know, and talking to people.
Okay.
I am 100% for this. I am not for the parents bringing stuff to the office to say, hey, scan this and buy the cookies.
Yeah, no, I agree. And there are. I see all the troops all over, and I'm like, really? A 7-year-old is going to sell 2,000 boxes of cookies?
There's
like,
no way.
No. So there's both sides, but it really depends on the parents and the leaders who are actually trying to do what the Girl Scouts meant for it to be, for the girls to get courage, earn money. And like our troop, we tell them, well, what do you want to earn money for? This is how much it costs, so this is how much you guys have to sell. So even at the booth, people walk up and they try to talk to the parents, and we go, nope, you need to talk to them.
You're doing it right, then.
The money.
You're doing it right. This is great. I'm
for
it.
Well, there's many ways you can do it, but I do like the way you do it as well, because you are teaching them that sense of confidence that if you learn that as a young kid, that's going to serve you so well in your whole life.
I'm for it.
So, way to go.
No,
Allison, thank you.
100%.
Allison, I got to get to a couple more calls. Thank you for not yelling at me. Have a great day.
Thank you, Allison.
Bye. Christine, are you going to yell at me?
Probably.
Yeah!
You have awful taste in cookies.
You do.
No, I will fight somebody over the grasshoppers. That is superior cookie.
Crazy.
I hope when you tell a little girl no to her face, that she kicks you in the shin.
Yes. I want to be there.
I don't go that deep when I say the no. It's more of a no.
No, but just like the other caller said, yes, I'm the cookie manager for the whole troop, so
whoa.
I'm in charge of all the cookies, and it gets stressful. I do not force my daughter, like everybody, to buy cookies from my daughter. I'll post her link one time in the season. Cookie booths, Kennedy does all the selling. She does all the talking, stuff like that. So, yeah, it 100% teaches these kids how to, like, sell and pitch and earn money and all of that. And the girls love it.
Yeah.
I also stress to the parents, if you don't want to sell a single cookie, you don't have to. That is okay
I
with
wouldn't.
Me.
If I was that
we
parent,
know.
I wouldn't. I would not. I'd be like, this is not my job. This is your job. All right, Christine.
But on that
Christine,
note, we do get donations, and we can pick hometown heroes. And I would love for Katie and Josh to be our hometown.
What does
heroes.
That mean? Hold
on, Jeremy. You don't get any. Free
I don't.
Cookies.
That's fine. I don't want any of your gross cookies.
Hometown hero.
What does the hometown hero mean? What does that mean?
Especially for the people that are on their New Year's diet, you can donate cookies to your troop, and that troop will turn around and take it to the fire station, the hospitals, the animal shelters.
Uh-huh.
We did JeffCom last year, JeffCom 911, mm-hmm. and we got to do a little tour, and they got to learn about 911 and everything that they do. So the girls just loved that.
I am 150% for this.
Yeah.
We love our first responders and people that are helping the community, so I am 100% for that. So now, do Katie and Josh have to buy cookies from you and then donate them? You just
not
don't.
At all. Me and the girls, we can schedule a time to come see you guys. You guys can give us a quick tour of the station, and then we'll drop off some of our donations to you, but not to Jeremy.
What? Okay. I love this.
You don't like them anyway. You don't need them, so I love it.
Let's schedule it so I'm not here.
I'm all about this.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Christine.
All right, perfect.
All right, Christine, I'm going to hit you up because I need to get something in the works.
Do you
want to
shoot us your information on Instagram?
Yeah. Me and Katie have chatted before.
Okay. Perfect. Since you guys are besties, apparently. Yeah, perfect. Shoot her the information,
totally.
And we'll let them eat your crappy cookies. Yeah. Christine, have a great day.
Gladly, we will
Bye,
eat
guys.
Your cookies.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye, Christine.
Oh, we're a little short on time. But Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Your cookies are horrible. Are you going to yell at me?
No,
they're not.
No, I just wanted to say, I've heard a lot of the other troop leaders and cookie managers. I was a Girl Scout. I was always my top seller on my troop. So I have a daughter. I'm a troop leader now this year. I make her, I do agree, don't buy cookies from a girl if she's not selling them herself. My daughter makes a video. She goes up to these businesses herself, says, may I please put a booth in your store on these certain days and do a leave behind? If she leaves behind a code, she got permission by asking the store owner herself, and she still has to follow up with those people and physically deliver
Good.
And make
Good.
That contact.
I'm
so
for this.
I agree. If you do have a QR code, it is okay, but you have to make the girl still do every part of it. She
yes,
has to create
yes.
it. My daughter draws little thank you cards when they are bought online. So that way, at least they know that they got something personally made by her.
Love it.
For her to say thank you.
I am 100% for this.
Yes.
She is putting in the effort and you are not.
And you don't like our cookies, that's fine.
Yeah,
you can still
gross.
Give the daughters, the girls, a money donation. And like that other troop leader was saying, it goes to their hometown heroes. We do a memory care center for our troop. So like you can just, say, hey, look, I'm not going to buy. I don't like them. I'm going to go buy grasshoppers, but here's $5. Use it to your donation of Hometown Hero.
No way. See, I didn't know any of this.
That's as easy as
I
that.
Love that. Yeah. I'd rather, yeah,
or
just
you
hand
can physically buy the box and leave it behind, but we would prefer you just to say, here's a donation for your troop to use for your Hometown Hero.
Can I actually physically buy the cookies and then just toss them right in the trash?
Don't.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but the girls will look at you like, why
so
don't
bad.
You give them to us?
Alicia,
I'll eat
them. Alicia, we're friends so. Here. We're being honest, Alicia. Is there is there one of the cookies that you're just like, oh, this is gross?
Yeah, I don't really like the lemon ones.
Thank you.
I think they're
they're
just not that good.
Everybody's going to not like one cookie. Come on.
No,
like, everybody's
all gross.
Flavor
the lemon ones
profile.
Are extra gross.
Like, okay.
Well, we love you guys. We're Girl Scouts. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having fun with us. Have a good day.
Thanks, Alicia.
We are so behind, but I want to get to one more. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, are you a kid or you just sound young?
No, I hope I look young and I sound young.
Oh, you did, right? I thought you were a child at first. You sounded really young. Okay, are you going to yell at me?
No. So two things. My husband also does not like Girl Scout cookies. Part of it is he thinks the quality's gone down, like it used to be better quality cookies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
There's number one. But number two, to your point, it doesn't matter if they're selling Girl Scout cookies or if it's people selling popcorn or people door to door, like kids trying to sell things. He really makes them engage with him about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you doing this?
Yes.
How are you doing it? Who does it benefit? Because that's the goal, right? Like, it's not a parent saying, I was the best, cookie leader seller of all time for the 1990s, and I want that. It's like, don't you want the benefits that this really gives kids, which is to your point, interacting, talking about it, communicating, and then supporting a good cause. So that's what he always does. He forces them to really have a conversation, and he asks a lot of questions.
I want
to
hang out with your husband. Like this,
and then he would take the box and like put it in the trash, probably not in front of them.
I was just goofing. I wouldn't do it right in front of them. I would, of course, wait till they leave.
Walk around the corner.
Then you toss it in a dumpster. But you know what? Your husband is doing it right. He is doing it right. He is engaging and helping those young girls learn. So I'm for that. So good for him. Good for you guys, Anne. Thank you for not yelling at me.
No, not at all.
You have a great day.
Thanks
for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, I still don't think there's anything wrong with the whole family getting in on it. I don't. I think that as long as the kid is learning something and learning,
it's because you sold all of Zoe's cookies.
I did not.
Well, you missed it because you were answering phones. Her mom would take the sheet to the bar and everybody buy it at the bar.
I still did it too.
And then you missed a solid zinger because I was like, it's translated to later in life because we pick up all of her work here at work.
You do not.